It's been a week now since 15 hostages were rescued in the jungle of Colombia. Now the voice of one of those former hostages is booming over that same jungle. Ingrid Betancourt's recorded message urges Colombia's FARC rebels to give themselves up. The message is being played from loudspeakers attached to helicopters that are flying over the region. Ingrid Betancourt is now in France. The dual French-Colombian citizen is constantly in the media spotlight over there. Vivienne Walt is a Paris-based correspondent for Time magazine. How prominent is Ingrid Betancourt's face and is her voice in the media there?
Well, it's been a whirlwind of activity here. You know, ceremonies, parties, receptions. This has just been Betancourt week. She's on the cover of every magazine, including women's magazines, newspapers. And what strikes me is that Ingrid Betancourt, although she's an iconic figure, she has no real constituency. This is not like Nelson Mandela coming out of jail. He had an entire political movement and political party behind him. Ingrid Betancourt is a free woman, really, with no political machine to guide her. And so it's simply been her personality. And in some ways, I think that is why the French have responded to her as a kind of icon, as a heroine, but less as a real politician.
Well, what about French President Sarkozy? He has made a cause célèbre of Ingrid Betancourt. He has been seen a lot with her in public, in fact. What is President Sarkozy's specific interest in her case?
Well, she is the heroine of the moment. So in some ways, Sarkozy wanted a kind of sprinkling of the stardust of her release. And when she arrived at the military airport in Paris last week, they stood at adjoining microphones facing the press, and she actually took his hand, which must have been a high point of his presidency. Here was the woman that the entire world's eyes were on, and he looked like he had rescued her almost personally.
Prior to her being held captive, Ingrid Betancourt, even at a fairly young age, wrote her memoir. And she is a very interesting person. There are people who blame her for being naive, getting too close to the FARC in trying to talk to them. Some critics basically blame her for being taken captive. Is there any of that talk now in France?
Well, the French media has been somewhat breathless and starstruck by her, and in some ways, who can blame them? However, some questions have now surfaced about who is really Ingrid Betancourt. She's a very wealthy woman from an aristocratic family, and she really only developed an interest in Colombia and in running for public office in Colombia when she was in her 30s. And she was rather naive to wander into FARC territory. So it's almost as if she kind of willed herself to become this larger-than-life figure who then sought out danger, you might say.
Ingrid Betancourt has been through so much, but does she seem to be playing up the image of her, as you say, not as a politician, but as this individual survivor?
I think there's no doubt that she has survived an extraordinarily difficult ordeal. And the images of her coming out are really almost Madonna-like in some ways. And it's hard to know whether things like carrying a cross around her wrist all the time, wearing white in Paris, are simply the actions of somebody who's been really tremendously disoriented, or whether these are really shrewd moves, whether she actually does want to cast a particular image of herself. And maybe that's why people remain so fascinated by who is she really and what can she really do politically.
Vivienne Walt, Paris-based correspondent for Time magazine. Thanks a lot, Vivienne.
You're welcome.